It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto. Everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Greater Nevada Field in downtown Reno, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers play the opening game of a six-game series against their division rival, the Reno Aces. This ballpark over the years has been a real troublesome spot for the Rainiers, but that seems to have ended last year. Tacoma had its best ever result here in Reno last year. They had 18 games in this stadium last year, and the Rainiers won 12 of the 18, winning the season series at Reno for the first time since Reno joined the league in 2009. And in fact, the Rainiers have won 8 of their last 10 games on this field. But all of that was last year with last year's championship squad. This is the Rainiers' first game at Reno in 2022, and they're hoping to get off to a good first step here today in the opener of the series. Tommy Malone is on the mound for Tacoma today. The lefty's 1-0 with a 1.17 ERA in 15 and a third innings, and he will be opposed by Reno left-hander Tommy Henry, who's 2-2 with a 4.14 ERA. Henry's making his 10th start of the season in his first ever AAA campaign. So Tommy Malone on the mound for Tacoma. and Tommy Henry on the hill for the Reno Aces. Well, the Red Ears have been struggling of late. Reno has not. We'll dive into that when the Tacoma Red Ears pregame show continues right after this.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
The Tacoma Red Ears taking on the Reno Aces in Reno, Nevada today. Opening game of a six-game series. Red Ears bringing a four-game losing streak into this one. Just lost 4 out of 5 at home to Vegas. Won the opening game of that series, and at that time, the Red Ears had won 4 out of 5. Looked like things were trending in the right direction, but it quickly spun, and Vegas won the final 4 games of the series. So the Red Ears looking to end a four-game losing streak today. Meanwhile, Reno is hot. They're 26-22 on the year. They've won 13 and lost 6 over their last 19 games. And they just won 4 out of 6 at Oklahoma City. The Oklahoma City Dodgers were in first place in the East when that series began. Now they are not. They're now a game back in the East because Reno went in there and took 4 out of 6. Very impressive series for the Aces at Oklahoma City. So they're feeling good right now. They've got some positive momentum coming into this one. Well, we do have a managerial change for the Red Ears. Temporary managerial change. But Tim Fedorovich continues to be away from the club, and he's in COVID protocol. Zach Vinci scheduled to miss the first 4 games of this series. That was scheduled months ago. He has a personal thing going on. So Vinci had been managing for Fed and Tacoma the last couple of games, but he's not here. So Dan Wilson came in from the Mariners to manage first couple of games of this series until either Fedorovich or Vinci returned. So Dan Wilson is managing the Red Ears today and will for at least the next couple of days. He's meeting with the umpires right now, exchanging the lineup cards. We'll be back with the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Get ready for summer vacation now at O'Reilly Auto Parts with up to a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase select Superstart batteries. With the power, performance, and reliability your vehicle demands, Superstart batteries are made to deliver long life and consistent starts. Superstart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Taking a look at the starting lineups for the Red Ears. They're 16-31 on the year, managed by Dan Wilson today. Going to lead off with Jared Keldick. Keldick at center field. Batting second is first baseman Evan White. Hitting third and playing right field is Eric Mejia. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Brian O'Keefe. Batting fifth is third baseman Zach Green. Hitting sixth and doing the catching is Andrew Knapp. Marcus Wilson hits seventh. He is in left field. Batting eighth, the shortstop Mason McCoy. And hitting ninth, second baseman Alex Blandino. On the mound for the Red Ears, Tommy Malone. Malone is 1-0 with a 1.17 ERA. Reno is 26-22. The Diamondbacks AAA club is managed by Gil Velazquez. He's going to lead off with Yonny Hernandez at shortstop. Batting second, second baseman Buddy Kennedy. Hitting third, the first baseman Seth Beer. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Stone Garrett. Batting fifth, third baseman Drew Ellis. Hitting sixth, the center fielder Braden Bishop. Batting seventh, right fielder Dominic Canzone. Hitting eighth and doing the catching is Grayson Griner. And batting ninth, left fielder Camden Duzenak. On the mound, Tommy Henry. Henry is 2-2 with a 4.14 ERA. Umpires, Tom West is behind the plate. He's the crew chief at first base is Chris Marco. And over at third is Dane Ponczak. Tacoma and Reno, opening game of the series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of today's game right after this.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball. We're ready to start this one. First pitch of the game from Tommy Henry to Jared Keldick is taken down low for a ball, and we are underway here at Greater Nevada Field. The Red Ears wearing the red jerseys today with the gray pants. Keldick has been a hot hitter of late. And the pitch to him is taken for a called strike. And the count's even 1-1. Keldick with 7 hits in his last 9 at-bats. And his average is up to .348 in 11 games for Tacoma. Now the 1-1 pitch is taken up and in for a ball. 2 balls, 1 strike. Right here is facing Tommy Henry, 24-year-old lefty, who was a Diamondbacks high draft pick in 2019. 74th player chosen overall that year out of the University of Michigan, where he was a big star. Here's his 2-1 pitch to Kelnick, and it is over for a called strike, and the count's even 2-2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes to Kelnick. Sun pouring down on the majority of the diamond here in Reno, although home plate is in the shadows right now. The mound is not. Here's the 2-2 from Henry, and it is down low, ball 3. Kelnick has seen a lot of pitches here and worked a full count. That's going to be a strategy against Henry, who is prone to walks. He's walked 4 or more in each of his last 3 starts. 3-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him swinging, and one man is out in the first. Well, Kelnick hasn't been striking out much recently, but Henry fans him with a slider for the first out of the ballgame. And now Evan White will be the batter. Well, the Rainiers faced Henry not long ago at all. 19 days ago, he pitched against Tacoma at Cheney Stadium, and he was wild in that game. He walked 6 3 2/3 innings. The Rainiers ended up scoring 3 runs against him and won that game. Here's his pitch to Evan White, and it's bounced foul on the batter's box. Strike 1. Henry is coming off of his best outing of the year in his last start. Well, maybe his second best of the year. But anyway, 5 1/3 scoreless innings his last time out against Oklahoma City. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. This is a great hitter's park in Reno, one of the best in professional baseball. See high-scoring games here. So the next pitch is up high for a ball. 2 balls, 1 strike to Evan White, who is playing in his first-ever game at Greater Nevada Field today. White on the rehab assignment, 3 for 22 at the plate. Here's the 2-1 pitch on its way to White, and it is swung on and hit hard on the ground, but right to the shortstop, Yanni Hernandez, who fields it and throws out White at first base, and 2 men are gone. Hard grounder there, and I'm sure that it had good exit velocity off the bat on the modern stats, but grounded it right to the shortstop. So 2 down. And now Eric Mejia will be the batter. Switch hitter. He bats right-handed against Henry. And the pitch is a swing and a miss at the slider. There's strike 1. Yeah, they have that Mejia ground, or pardon me, the Evan White grounder, 113 miles per hour off the bat. But right to the shortstop. What are you going to do? Here's a swing and a foul by Mejia. And the count goes to 0-2. So no balls, 2 strikes to Mejia. And now the next pitch is on its way from the lefty, Tommy Henry. And it is a swing and a miss, strike 3. The ball gets away from the catcher, Griner. Mejia's running to first, and he's going to make it there. He reaches on a swinging strike 3 wild pitch. So the Rainiers get a base runner that way. And Mejia's aboard, and now Brian O'Keefe is the batter. See if the Rainiers could cash in a great hitter's environment like this. Mistakes get amplified. Talking about errors and plays like that one right there where they struck out Mejia, but he reached base because the ball got past the catcher. Here's the pitch, and it is fouled away by O'Keefe. There's strike 1. O'Keefe's hitting .310 with 2 homers in 17 games. Now the 0-1 pitch, and this is outside for a ball. 1-1 the count. Small crowd on hand here on this Tuesday in Reno. It'll pick up later in the week. It always does here. Henry now with a 1-1 pitch on its way. Now a toss to first, and back in standing up is Mejia. As is the rule in all PCL parks now, we are using the automated ball strike system here, so the computer system is calling the balls and strikes. Here's a swing and a grounder by O'Keefe between short and third and through into left field, a base hit. And Mejia takes second and stops there. Brian O'Keefe with a base hit to left. First hit of the game. And Tacoma has two on with two out for Zach Green. Green hitting 244, 9 homers, 31 runs batted in. Green looks out towards the lefty, Tommy Henry. And now a plate umpire has just called a pitch clock violation on Tommy Henry. So that is ball one. Took too long. Green was in there ready to hit on time and everything, and Henry just never threw the ball. So that's ball one. Next pitch in there for a strike on the outside edge. And the count's even, 1-1. First pitch slider there from Henry. So Mejia leads from second and O'Keefe from first. And the pitch is taken down and in for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Now Henry with the 2-1 pitch, and it's a swing and a bouncer foul, 2-2. We do have a real oddity here in Reno weather-wise at the start of this game. The wind is actually blowing in from right field, which is just opposite land right there. Normally it is blowing out and with strength to right field here in Reno, but not today, at least not right now. That could change the way this game is played. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. They got him with an off-speed pitch, and Green has struck out. Tommy Henry strikes out three in the first inning. Raiders do not score. They had a hit, and they leave two on base. We go to the bottom of the first. Tacoma nothing. Reno coming to the plate.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Raiders do not score in the top of the first. Now they take the field for the first time. On the mound today, Tommy Malone. And Malone has been terrific in his time with the Red Ears. 1-0 with a 1.17 ERA as he continues to stretch out and build up his pitch count. The veteran lefty's first pitch to Yanni Hernandez is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Hernandez is hitting .277 with a .404 on base percentage, and Malone misses a little low with this one. Two balls, no strikes. Malone pitched three scoreless innings when he faced Reno at Cheney Stadium a couple of weeks ago. Now the pitch is swung on and hit in the air. Foul on the first base side. Ball was kind of near a passing hawk flying low over the field. They have some birds of prey that live in the light standards here at Greater Nevada Field. So you've got a little nature to go with your baseball here. 2-1 pitch outside for a ball, and the count goes to 3-1. Now Malone with a 3-1. And it is a called strike. Yanni Hernandez took a couple steps towards first base, but the computer umpire said, no, 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 Yanni. That's a strike. Full count now, 3-2, and the pitch from Malone is fouled back. Still 3-2. Last time out, Malone faced Las Vegas, went 5 1/3 innings, allowed one run. Still 3-2. And the payoff is swung on and fouled back again. It remains a full count, 3-2. Hernandez seeing a lot of pitches here. Opening up the bottom of the first. It's the eighth pitch of the at-bat right here from Malone, and it is low and inside, ball four, and Hernandez draws a leadoff walk. Good battle there, but Yanni Hernandez wins it, and now the Red Ears and Malone have to be alert to his base-stealing possibilities. Hernandez is 13 for 16 stealing bases this year. And currently third in the league in stolen bases. Malone checks him at first base. Evan White holding him on. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away by Buddy Kennedy, a right-handed hitter. That is strike one. Kennedy's hitting .295 with three homers. Triple-A rookie this year has a .379 on base percentage. Reno as a team is right in the middle of the pack offensively. Fifth in the league in runs scored, fifth in the league in batting average, fifth in the league in homers. Next pitch is in there for a strike. Count goes to 0-2 on Kennedy. Now Malone with the 0-2 pitch on its way. And it's grounded foul on the third base side. Zach Green at third today for the Red Ears. Mason McCoy is playing shortstop. Alex Blandino is at second. White at first. Outfield is Marcus Wilson in left field. Jared Kelnick in center. And Eric Mejia making the start in right. Tommy Malone working with Andrew Knapp behind the plate. And a pickoff throw, and they got him. Evan White puts the tag on Hernandez, who was caught leaning the wrong direction. Tommy Malone with a pickoff erases the speedster from first base. Nicely done. Hernandez taking that secondary lead right when Malone whipped his throw to first. Now the 0-2 pitch to Buddy Kennedy is on its way. And it's up high and outside. One ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2. Outside and low. Two balls, two strikes. Kennedy, one of a handful. Well, now the 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three, and down he goes. There's the second out of the inning. Change up from Malone. And two men are gone, and now Seth Beer will be the batter. Was going to say Kennedy, but also Seth Beer, part of a group of players currently with Reno who were drafted and developed by the Diamondbacks player development system, and they've reached AAA. Beer is actually in his second year here, and he's had some extended looks in the big leagues. The pitch to him is a breaking ball in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. In 11 games since joining Reno, he's hitting .256 with three homers. He did make the Diamondbacks opening day roster. In fact, had a walk-off homer on opening day for the Diamondbacks this year. Takes one down low for a ball, 1-1 the count. So an even count to Beer. Now the pitch is a foul at the plate. Count goes to 1-2. Malone into his motion in the pitch. Called strike three on the inside edge, and down goes Seth Beer, and Tommy Malone really bounces back nicely after the leadoff walk, picks off the runner, and strikes out the next two hitters to close out the bottom of the first inning. Three up, three down, sort of. That's the way it works out anyway. Only three men came to the plate. We go to the second inning. Tacoma and Reno are scoreless.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Is your business in need of a reliable propane company to keep your forklifts, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? At AmeriGas, we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. It keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick, 1-541-450-1533.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
We go to the second inning of play here at Greater Nevada Field in Reno. The Red Ears and the Aces are scoreless. Andrew Knapp, Marcus Wilson, and Mason McCoy to bat here at the top of the second inning. Knapp, the switch-hitting catcher, will get some right-handed ABs against Tommy Henry, who's into his motion, and the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Knapp's 2-for-22 since joining the Red Ears. 5-year major leaguer with the Philadelphia Phillies. Now the 1-0 pitch is on its way from Henry, and it's taken outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Marcus Wilson on deck. Here's the 2-0, and it's grounded to the left side and fielded over there by Drew Ellis, who straightens up and throws out Knapp at first base. And one man is gone at the top of the second inning. So Knapp grounds out to third, and now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. Wilson. Hitting .215, but with seven homers and a .799 OPS coming into play today. Henry with the pitch, and it is a fastball that misses ball one. Henry, well, so far he's been consistently hitting 91 on the gun with his fastball. Now the 1-0 on its way is a breaking ball up high and outside. A curve from Henry, who is a guy with a four-pitch blend. The traditional four, fastball, curveball, slider, and a change. Here's his 2-0 pitch on its way to Wilson. And this one is outside, ball three. So 3-0 the count. And they exchange baseballs. Put a new ball in play. Henry now with his 3-0 pitch on its way. And it is a called strike with a fastball. Count goes to 3-1. And the 3-1 is swung on and fouled off, and it's a full count. A large percentage of Marcus Wilson at bats at a point during the at-bat reach a full count. And here we are in his first plate appearance today. The 3-2 on its way. And it is a called strike three right at the knees on the inside edge. And Wilson is the fourth strikeout victim already of Tommy Henry. So two men are gone at the top of the second inning. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. McCoy, right here, shortstop, hitting 229 with four homers. Right-handed batter. And the pitch from Henry is taken for a called strike, going one the count. No score, top of the second inning. Henry with the 0-1 pitch, and it is hit in the air towards right field, struck pretty well. Back is can zone with plenty of room, and he makes the catch. And that is the final out at the top of the second inning. McCoy flies out to right field. Right here's go in order in the top of the second inning. Three up, three down. We head to the bottom of the second with the score. Tacoma nothing, Reno nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
We go to the bottom of the second inning. Tacoma and Reno are scoreless. Tommy Malone on the mound. He'll face the Aces cleanup hitter Stone Garrett to start things off in the bottom of the second. Garrett hitting 308 with 13 homers, 46 runs batted in. And Malone's pitch is a first pitch breaking ball that dips low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the 1-0 is in for a strike, and the count's even. One ball, one strike to Garrett, who leads the league in runs batted in with the 46 ribbies. Here's a swing and a miss. One and two the count. Now the 1-2 pitch is swung on and fouled away down the right field line. Still a ball at two strikes. Garrett has reached base in 17 straight games for Reno. 1-2 pitch, fouled back. Still 1-2. A little chilly here in Reno tonight, and it's going to be, it's going to get cooler after the sun goes down. So now the 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Malone got him. Tommy Malone with his third strikeout of the game, a changeup, and he fooled Stone Garrett. Now Drew Ellis will be the batter. Ellis hitting 230 with four homers, 21 runs batted in. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball. Now the 1-0. Misses for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. And this one misses ball three. Malone behind in the count. Now a swing and a high fly into right center field. This is playable. Over is Kelnick, the center fielder, and he makes the catch. And Ellis is retired. Two men are gone at the bottom of the second inning. Braden Bishop, former Rainier and Mariner and UW Husky, is now the hitter. And the pitch to him is in there for a strike. So Malone got behind to the count 3-0 and got Ellis to go after a 3-0 pitch and fly out harmlessly to right center. Oh, one pitch is hit deeper towards right center field. Kelnick is back, but he'll have room. And he makes the catch, and there's the final out here in the bottom of the second inning. Three up, three down. Tommy Malone sets down the side in order at the bottom of the second inning. We head to the third. Tacoma and Reno are scoreless.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
If your vehicle squeals or grinds when you slow down or just isn't stopping like it used to, you may need new brake rotors and pads. Now through June 28th at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore safe braking and save money now at O'Reilly Auto Parts or order online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We head to the third inning here in Reno. Tecoma and Reno scoreless after two. And we're going to be here all week. In fact, this road trip isn't just Reno. The team's going from here to Salt Lake. So it's going to be six games in Reno. And then we'll have our first three-game series of the season in Salt Lake City starting on Tuesday, a week from today. So it's a nine-game road trip, and then the Red Deers are going to be home Friday, June 10th. It's a long ways from now. That's their next home game. Alex Blandino stands in, and the pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0 the count. But when the Rainiers get home, they're going to be home for a little while. It'll be a nine-game, 10-day homestand. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Blandino, and it's in there for a strike, 1-1. These games in Reno, up through Saturday, they all start at 6:35, so you can get used to that this week. 1-1 pitch is in there for a called strike, 1-2. And then Sunday, it all wraps up with a day game, as is typical. And that's a 1-0-5 start here in Reno. 1-2 pitch to Blandino is outside for a ball, 2-2. That one got away from Henry, kind of spun around in a circle after throwing the pitch. He hit 93 on the gun with it, though, his hardest pitch of the game so far. Tommy Henry into his motion now, and his 2-2 pitch is on its way. And it's a swing and a foul back. Henry hasn't walked anybody yet. We said at the outset of the game that he's had problems with walks, but so far he has not walked anyone. Now here comes the two-ball, two-strike pitch to Blandino. And the pitch is fouled away, still 2-2. You may hear in the background the rumbling of a train going by. There are train tracks beyond the left field fence here. And you can hear the trains, but you can never see them. It's the 2-2 to Blandino is outside for a ball. The tracks are actually set below street level. I don't know, 25, 30 feet down. When you're walking on the sidewalk, you can peer over and see the trains down there. So now the 3-2 pitch is swung on and bounced foul. Still 3-2. But anyway, the tracks run in that trench that the train tracks are in, runs right beyond the left field fence here at Greater Nevada Field. And that wall, by the way, in left field is a 25-foot fence in left, from the left field foul pole all the way out to center. And it's deep. We're at high elevation. They knew the ball was going to travel well here when they built the park. They made the fences deep and tall, and still it's a super high-scoring stadium. 3-2 pitch to Blandino. Swing and a miss, strike three. And Henry threw a fastball past him for his fifth strikeout of the game. So he struck out five of the first nine. And now Jared Kelnick will bat. He struck out on a full count slider in the first inning. So he's 0 for 1 today. And the pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. Next pitch coming, and it is outside for a ball. Whoa. Did they just call that a strike? Time called by the umpire now. The scoreboard says 1-1, but the umpire stuck his arm out like he was calling a strike. Yeah, They called it a strike. It's 0-2. Everyone fooled by the computer umpire on that one. Kelnick fouls off the next pitch. Still no balls, two strikes. Every now and then there's a pitch that, you know, only the baseball just has to clip the automated zone. Not the you can really just catch a real slim piece of it as the next pitch is a slider and a swing and a miss, strike three, and Kelnick goes down swinging. Second time he has struck out today. Six strikeouts for Henry now. And Evan White will be the batter. White grounded to shortstop his first time up, 0 for 1. What? Now the pitch is a breaking ball that misses up and in, ball one. Reiners are going to have Darren McCacken on the mound tomorrow in game two of the series against the hard-throwing Dre Jameson. Here's a swing and a foul out of play by White. And the Reiners rotation will then turn to Justice Sheffield on Thursday, Connor Wade on Friday, and Daniel Ponce de Leon on Saturday. And Malone is scheduled to start twice in this series. He would go again on Sunday. 1-1 pitch is inside to White. Two balls, one strike. Now the next pitch is down low for a ball, 3-1. Here comes the 3-1. And there's one inside, ball four. It's the first walk issued by Tommy Henry. Evan White draws a two-out walk in the top of the third inning. And now Eric Mejia will be the batter. Well, Mejia reached in the first when he struck out swinging on a pitch that got past the catcher, and it was a strike three wild pitch. White has his lead at first base. He's being held on by Beer. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 swung on, grounded towards short, and fielding it is Hernandez. He slings it to the second baseman, Kennedy, for the force out on Evan White, and that wraps up the top of the third inning. No runs, hits, or errors. One runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Tecoba and Reno are scoreless.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Well, we go to the bottom of the third. No score between Tacoma and Reno. Leading things off for the Aces in the third is Dominic Canzone, left-hand batter. And the pitch from Tommy Malone is taken outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next pitch is chopped. Bounding ball to the right side. It's fielded at second base by Blandino, and he just underhands the ball to Evan White for the putout. One away in the third. Pretty easy grounder for Blandino to handle. And now Grayson Griner will be the batter. Now the pitch to Griner is in there for a strike, 0-1. Griner, major league veteran with the Detroit Tigers, has been in 12 games for Reno this year, hitting .302. As he takes a strike now, 0-2 the count. And he recently returned to AAA after a brief stint with the Diamondbacks where he got into a couple of games. Now an 0-2 pitch is hit in the air to right. And waiting for it there is Mejia, and he makes the catch. And Griner is retired, two away in the bottom of the third. Camden Duzenak will now be the batter. Duzenak, right-hand hitter. He's hitting .291. With five homers, 20 runs batted in, and he swings at the first pitch and hits it well towards right center. Kelnick and Mejia closing in on it, and Mejia makes the grab in medium deep right center field for the final out of the inning. Another three up, three down frame from Tommy Malone, who has faced the minimum through three innings. We head to the fourth. Tacoma and Reno are scoreless.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself? Woo-hoo!
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Moving on to the fourth inning, Tacoma and Reno are scoreless here at Greater Nevada Field. Only one hit between the two teams through the first three innings. I guess forget everything I said at the beginning about how this is a great offensive ballpark. Oh, trust me, it is. They just haven't gotten started yet. Here's Brian O'Keefe. He is the owner of the one hit. He singled in the first, and he leads things off here in the fourth against the left-hander Tommy Henry. And the pitch is a slider that is called a strike. 0-1 the count. Henry has struck out six through three innings. Now the pitch is fouled away by O'Keefe. Is by So no balls, two strikes. Henry into his motion. And nope, the umpire signifies another pitch clock violation on Henry. That's two in this game already. So that's a ball. One ball, two strikes now, the count to O'Keefe. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. O'Keefe goes down swinging. And that is strikeout number seven for Tommy Henry. And that matches his season high. He struck out seven Salt Lake Bees when he threw five no-hit innings against them on April 19th. He was wild in that game. He walked four, struck out seven. No one could hit him. Here's Zach Green now. And the pitch is swung on, grounded towards third. Picked up there by Drew Ellis. He fires to first in time for the out. And two men are gone at the top of the fourth inning. Zach Green grounds out to his opposing third baseman. And now Andrew Knapp will be the batter. Knapp grounded out to third base his first time today. Right-hand hitter. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Next delivery, waved at and missed, and that evens things up. Now a swing and a foul tip that's held onto by Griner. One ball, two strikes. And the next pitch from Henry is a swing and a miss, strike three. And that's a season-high eight strikeouts for Tommy Henry. And he just finished the fourth inning. Three up, three down. Right here's go in order. Again, we head to the bottom of the fourth. It is Tacoma nothing, Reno nothing.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
No score between Tacoma and Reno. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Just here in Reno, the Racing Aces. Saw them for the first time this year, and it's fitting that on the eve of the World Series of Poker, it's beginning down in Vegas, the Ace of Clubs won the Racing Aces today because Clubs always gets there. Here's a swing and a fly to right field on the first pitch of the inning off the bat of Yanni Hernandez, and it's caught quite easily by Eric Mejia. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the fourth inning. Hernandez flies out to right. And now Buddy Kennedy will be the batter. Kennedy struck out swinging in the first. One of three strikeout victims of Tommy Malone so far. And the lefty's pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. We'll get you caught up on what's going on around the Pacific Coast League. Reno won their last game, which was Sunday. Most of the teams didn't play yesterday, although there was one game in the league yesterday. We'll get to that in a minute. But Reno didn't play yesterday. They wrapped up their series in Oklahoma City with a 10-6 win over the Dodgers, a game they led 9-2 in the eighth inning. As now a little flare into shallow center. Here comes Kelnick, and he can't get there. It drops in for a base hit. First hit of the game for Reno. Buddy Kennedy bloops a single into shallow center. And that's their first base runner since Hernandez walked in the first inning. Now Seth Beer will be the hitter. And Beer is 0-1. He struck out looking earlier. The star for Reno in their last game was Dominic Fletcher, who has this game off, but he's a kind of a pop-up prospect this year in the Diamondbacks system, and I'm sure we'll see a lot of them in this series. Here's a grounder to first, fielded by White, touches the bag for one, throws to the shortstop, McCoy, who tags out Kennedy for two. An inning-ending double play. Seth Beer hits into the 3-6 double play, perfectly done by Evan White at first base, and Reno does not score in the fourth. The Aces had a hit, and there's no one left on base. We go to the fifth inning. Tacoma and Reno remain scoreless.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
We go to the fifth inning of play. No score between Tacoma and Reno. Each team with one hit through four innings. Marcus Wilson, Mason McCoy, and Alex Blandino will hit here at the top of the fifth against Tommy Henry, who has struck out eight through four innings for the Aces. Into his motion is Henry, and the pitch to Wilson is in there for a called strike, 0-1. So was rounding up the action from the PCL. Most of the teams were off yesterday, not all though, as here's one up and away. In the East on Sunday, Albuquerque beat Round Rock 8-7. On a RBI double in the bottom of the ninth inning by Jonathan Morales to bring in the winning run. He had three hits and four runs batted in for Albuquerque. He's a catcher recently added to their roster. As Wilson swings and misses at a fastball. And there was a football score in El Paso on Sunday. Sugarland beat El Paso 17-14, in which El Paso actually had more hits. They had 18 hits. Sugarland had 16, but Sugarland drew 12 walks, giving them 28 base runners total. And they scored 17 runs. Here's a fastball up and away, 2-2. Alex DeGody led the way for Sugarland in that game. He went 4-for-5 and scored 5 runs. Scott Manea drove in 4. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Wilson. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Strikeout number 9 for Tommy Henry, who adds to his season high. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. In case you're wondering how the pace of play rules this year impacted that 17-14 game in El Paso with 34 hits, and there were a total of 16 walks in the game. They got it done in 3 hours and 19 minutes. So here's a strike to McCoy. And that would have been 3 hours and 19 action-packed minutes. That would have probably been a lot of fun. A 1 pitch fouled back to the screen, and that's strike 2 on McCoy. And then Salt Lake beat Sacramento on Sunday 4-2 behind the pitching of the lefty Davis Daniel, who went 6 2/3 and allowed 2 runs. And Salt Lake was on the road at Sacramento in that game. And then they started a homestand this week. They wanted to play on Memorial Day. So now the 0-2 is up high for a ball. So, you know, Mondays are days off in the league this year. But the Bees were starting a series with El Paso, and they said, hey, you mind flying in a day early, playing that night? We'll play on Memorial Day. So here's a swing and a miss, strike 3, and that's strikeout number 10 for Tommy Henry. We're in the 5th inning. He's got 10 punch-outs. 2 down, and now Alex Blandino will be the batter. Henry, who's been prone to walks this year, is doing this with location. He's hitting his spots with all his pitches. So 2 down. And the pitch now to Blandino misses for a ball, 1-0. So El Paso agreed to play Salt Lake on Memorial Day, and they played yesterday, and then they're off today, and then they'll resume their series tomorrow. So here's a swing and a miss, 1-1 to Blandino. And you know who thought this was all a great idea? Was former Rainier Luis Liberato, who was with El Paso this year. He hit a grand slam for the Chihuahuas yesterday, and they beat Salt Lake 6-3. Next pitch, check swing, and he went around. 1-2 the count. And Henry's trying to strike out the side here. 1-2. And the pitch is swung on and bounced to the right side. Over to scoop it up is the second baseman, Buddy Kennedy, and he throws out Blandino at first. And that ends the top of the 5th inning. Right, here's go in order, 3 up, 3 down, and we head to the bottom of the 5th. Tacoma and Reno are scoreless.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tracy, line one is looking for a quote on a mini split.
Crazy spring temperatures are heating up DeWyatt HVAC phone lines.
Next week we're booked solid.
If they don't find more technicians, they'll be in hot water.
How are we down 3 technicians in the past 3 weeks?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by interviewing on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
No score between Tacoma and Reno. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Changes for the Red Ears. Evan White rehabbing, coming back from sports hernia surgery. He is out of the game. And I didn't see anything happen to him that would cause him to leave the game. But the last thing he did was start that double play in the bottom of the fourth, and it looked like it went smoothly as far as I can tell. Anyway, here's Tommy Malone with his first pitch to Stone Garrett, and it is taken down low for a ball. Next pitch, swing and a miss. And the count is 1-1. So Evan White's out. Replacing him is Forrest Wall, and Wall is in right field. And they moved a bunch of guys around. So now the 1-1 is inside for a ball. Moving from right field to third base is Eric Mejia. And moving from third base to first base is Zach Green. As here's a swing and a miss by Garrett. And Malone brings the count even. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 is popped up high in the air to shallow center field. Coming in on it is Kalnick, and he's under it, and he makes the catch, and one man is out in the bottom of the fifth. And just to finish the Evan White thought, it's quite possible that they decided he was only going to play five innings today. So we'll get more information later. Drew Ellis, now the batter. He flied out to center earlier. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Oh, and one the count to Ellis. He spent time in the big leagues this year with the Diamondbacks. Next pitch misses for a ball, 1-1. And now a swing and a high fly to center, and Kelnick is under this one. And he's there, and he makes the catch, and that's out number two. And Kelnick, with a couple of fly balls, hit his direction. He knows what to do with those. Two down in the bottom of the fifth inning, and Braden Bishop will be the batter. This has been just a really well-pitched game so far on both sides, and very differently, too. Henry with strikeouts and Malone pitching to soft contact. And Malone's pitch to Bishop is in there for a strike, 0-1. Next pitch on its way. Swing and a miss, strike two, and a changeup. Braden was way out in front of that. No balls, two strikes. And Malone is ready. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and it is swung on and blasted to left field. Way back and gone. The 0-2 pitch, and Braden Bishop just launched it to left field. His second home run of the year, and that snaps the scoreless tie. It is 1-0 Reno. Pretty amazing to get a scoreless tie in Reno for as long as we did. Two outs in the bottom of the fifth for the first run to score. That might be a record. Dominic Canzone now the batter. Left versus left here, and the pitch from Malone is over for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch on its way, and it's grounded to the right side, fielded by Green, and he takes it to the bag himself for the out, and the inning is over. Well, Bishop looked so bad on the previous pitch, way out in front of a changeup, and then the next pitch he hits a 400-foot homer for the first run of the game. One run on one hit, no errors, no one left. We go to the sixth. It's Reno 1, Tacoma nothing.
Ready for an MVP move? Count how many birthdays your water heater has celebrated. If it's more than 10 years old, now is the time to upgrade. Emergency water heater replacements are stressful and expensive. you don't find yourself in that situation. Tacoma Power offers a zero-interest loan to help you pay for a hybrid water heater. Check out offers at mytpu.org. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
On we go to the sixth inning of play here in Reno. The Aces just broke through with the first run of the game on Braden Bishop's solo homer, so they lead 1-0. Right here is with Jared Kelnick, Forrest Wall, and Eric Mejia batting here in the top of the sixth inning. Kelnick at the plate against Tommy Henry, who has struck him out twice. And Henry's pitch is a breaking ball, called a strike, 0-1 the count. Henry with a career or a season high 10 strikeouts so far. Next pitch is high for a ball. His previous high for the season was a 7 strikeout game. I don't know his career high, but he's always been a strikeout pitcher, and I'm sure it's higher than 10. Sears went up high for a ball. Last year, he struck out 135 batters in 115 innings in Double-A. He's broke the record in college at Michigan, major program for most strikeouts in a season his junior year. His next pitch is a swing and a miss by Kelnick, and the count's even 2-2. Here comes the 2-2. And it is a called strike three, and Kelnick is strikeout victim number 11 for Tommy Henry. And that's the third time Kelnick has punched out today. Forrest Wall now batting for his first time today. He entered the game when Evan White left last inning, and he tries to bunt, and bunts one in the air on the right side, and it's caught by the second baseman, Buddy Kennedy. And there is the second out of the inning. Well, the Red Ears have only one hit so far in this game, so Wall decided to try to bunt for a hit, but instead of bunting it on the ground, he bunted it in the air, and the second baseman made the catch. For a moment, it looked like that ball might drop between the first and second baseman, and if that had happened, Wall was going to reach. There was no one covering first. Certainly no one who was beating Wall to the bag anyway. Well, two outs, no one on, and now Mejia is the hitter. And the pitch is high for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch from Henry is on its way. And it is down low for a ball, 2-0. Now the 2-0. Swing and miss, 2-1. This is a career high for strikeouts for Tommy Henry, 11. Here's his 2-1 pitch on its way to Mejia. And it's a swing and a miss. 2-2. He's at 83 pitches, so they are going to need to go to the bullpen at some point here. Maybe not this inning. 2-2 is swung on and fouled away. Still 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. O'Keefe on deck for the Rainiers. And Henry's pitch is a swing and a foul back, and Mejia's giving a battle here. So two balls, two strikes still. And Henry with his pitch. And it's chopped down the third baseline past Seth Mejia Green in the third base coach's box. Foul ball. 2-2 still. If you missed the news, Dan Wilson managing the Rainiers today. And for the next couple of days, the Rainiers coaching staff has a number of vacancies at the moment due to COVID and an excused absence. Now a 2-2 is hit in the air towards right and over his can zone towards the alleyway, and he makes the catch. And Mejia is retired, and that does it for Tacoma in the top of the sixth inning. So the Rainiers go down in order, and Henry has retired 10 consecutive Tacoma batters. And through six innings, he's faced just three batters over the minimum. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Reno 1, Tacoma nothing.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Well, we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Reno up 1-0 on the Rainiers. Tommy Malone on the mound. He'll face Grayson Griner leading things off in the bottom of the sixth inning. And the lefty's pitch is taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. The Braden Bishop homer on the 0-2 pitch last inning, the only run of this game. Next pitch to Griner is taken down low for a ball. 1-1. Hey, good news for the Mariners today, and also involving players that wore the Rainiers jersey at one time. As here's a grounder to short, McCoy fields it and throws out Griner at first base. One out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Mariners started their 9-game road trip in Baltimore, and they shut out the Orioles 10-0. What a way to start the roadie. George Kirby pitched 6 shutout innings, struck out 8, got his first major league victory. Congratulations to Kirby. Big game for Taylor Trammell. Here's a swing by Duzenak, and he pops up the first pitch to center. Count it coming way in, and in shallow center, he makes the catch. There's out number two. And now Yanni Hernandez is the batter. Trammell, the former right here, was 3-for-4 with 2 doubles and 4 runs batted in today for the Mariners. And another former right here, Cal Raleigh, had 3 runs batted in today, although just 1 hit, but he drove in 3. Ty France, not a former Rainier, but a former PCL annoyance when he was with El Paso. He had 2 hits and drove in a run. Well, time called, and the Rainiers catcher, Andrew Knapp, goes to the mound to talk to Tommy Malone. The Rainiers have bullpen activity, and not sure what they really have to talk about unless they're just buying time for the reliever warming up at the pen. And now Dan Wilson is on his way out to the mound. That might be it for Malone, who has thrown only 58 pitches in this game. But they've got Nick Margavicius warming up at the pen. And Wilson goes out there to talk to Malone, and he is going to take the ball from him. What a game for Tommy Malone. And it ends here with 2 outs in the bottom of the 6th inning. Really a tremendous outing, but he's going to leave with 2 outs and no one on in the 6th. And our score, Reno 1, Tacoma nothing.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
We're in the bottom of the 6th inning. It's Reno 1, Tacoma nothing. 2 outs, no one on base. Tommy Malone with a terrific start today, but he has been relieved by Nick Margavicius. Malone went 5 2/3 innings, allowed 2 hits and 1 run, walked 1, struck out 3, threw only 58 pitches. Looked like he could have kept going forever tonight. But apparently they wanted to get Margavicius in there. And in a mid-inning situation, it appears, as his first pitch to Yanni Hernandez misses for a ball, 1-0. Margavicius fires again, and there's a swing and a grounder right side. Diving stop by Zach Green. Throws to Margavicius, covering first for the out, and the inning is over. Great play by Zach Green, diving to his right to field that grounder, and Margavicius was in position to cover first base, and that wraps up the bottom of the 6th inning. 3 up, 3 down, all told, with a pitching change in the middle of it. And we head to the 7th. It is Reno 1, Tacoma nothing.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision. And at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Well, we go to the seventh inning of play. The Tacoma Raiders trailing Reno 1-0 is our score. And the Raiders get some good news. The pitcher who has just stymied them for six innings is out of the game. Tommy Henry is done. Terrific outing for the young lefty who struck out a career-high 11 batters. Over six innings of one-hit shutout ball in which he walked only one. Walks have been a problem for him this season, but not today. He was pounding the strike zone, and he's all done. In from the bullpen, right-hander Taylor Widener, who's making his eighth appearance for Reno this year. He's also been in the big leagues with the Diamondbacks. He's one of their up-and-down guys this season. And his first pitch to O'Keefe misses for a ball. 1-0 the count. Widener with Reno, 0-1 with a 4.97 ERA in 12 and two-thirds innings. Has 20 strikeouts and three walks. Next pitch to O'Keefe is a fastball outside. Two balls, no strikes. Raiders have only one hit, and O'Keefe got it. A sharp grounder between short and third in the first inning. Now the 2-0 is swung on and hit well towards right center field, giving chase Canzone at the track. He leaps up, can't get it. It's off the fence, bounces away, picked up by Bishop. O'Keefe's motoring around second. He's on his way to third. The relay there is not in time. Brian O'Keefe with a leadoff triple in the top of the seventh inning, and the Raiders are in business now with the tying runner at third and nobody out. Second triple for O'Keefe this season, as he drove it to deep right center field. He has both of Tacoma's hits. Now let's see if they can get him in. Zach Green, the hitter, he's 0 for 2 today. Reno is going to bring the infield in. Green steps in. Now the pitch is a check swing foul back. There's strike one. Outfield straight away. 0-1 pitch is a swing and a foul, and it's 0-2, and Green's been swinging here. Well, he checked his swing on the first one, swung fully on that one, fouling off both pitches. So he's behind in the count, 0-2. Raiders have Andrew Knapp on deck. Here comes the 0-2 from Widener. And it's a fastball just outside, 1-2. Fans booing the computer umpire. Gotta give that robot umpire a piece of your mind every now and then. Here's the 1-2 pitch on its way. And it is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a 95-mile-per-hour fastball. And that's the first out at the top of the seventh inning. Andrew Knapp now the batter. Knapp is 0 for 2 with a ground and a strikeout. Infield still drawn in. O'Keefe with his lead at third, and the pitch is a swing and a miss at a 96-mile-per-hour heater. There's strike one. Sunset approaching here in Reno, where it's been a very pleasant night. A little cool, but very pleasant. 0-1 pitch is a foul out of play, 0-2. And Widener just coming right after the hitters with this runner at third, and he struck out Green on four pitches, and now he's ahead of Knapp, 0-2, and he's looking for another strikeout. Marcus Wilson waits on deck. Tying runner at third, one out at the top of the seventh, and here's the 0-2 pitch on its way. And it is swung on and yanked through the right side and into right field, a base hit, and O'Keefe trots in from third, and the Red Ears have tied this game. It is 1-1. Andrew Knapp comes through with a sharp single through the right side, and the Red Ears are on the board. 1-1 tie, and now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. Wilson's 0 for 2 with two strikeouts against Henry. Now Widener is ready, and his pitch is slider for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now Widener is ready again. And the pitch is inside. 1-1 the count to Wilson. Wilson's had an excellent month and is kind of disguised by a so-so batting average of .246, but he's had a high on-base percentage and a high slugging percentage in the month of May. So now the 1-1 pitch is a swing and a foul tip into the catcher's mid, strike two. Wilson with a .377 on base percentage and .561 slugging percentage, a .938 OPS in the month of May coming into today. Well, he's behind in the count here, 1-2. And the pitch is swung on and stroked foul down the right field line. 1-2, still the count. Wilson steps in again. Here's the pitch, and it is swung on, grounded to third, funny bounce, and Ellis can't field it cleanly. He picks it up, throws to first, too late. Wilson is safe at first base, and the Red Ears have two on with one out. Hard grounder to third, and the final bounce it took to Ellis was not true, and he did not field it cleanly initially. He did pick it up and have a chance to make a throw, but couldn't get Wilson. We'll see how they score it. You never know, especially over the years in Reno. So two on, one out, and here's McCoy, and the pitch is in there for a strike. McCoy has flied out and struck out so far. Rainier's now with the go-ahead runner in scoring position. Now the 0-1 pitch is in the dirt and blocked nicely by Griner. They've called that an error on Drew Ellis at third base. First error of the game for either team. Now the 1-1, and the lead runner takes off, and the pitch is fouled away. Andrew Knapp, the catcher, took off on the pitch. They weren't paying any attention to him. But the pitch was fouled away, so he's got to return to third. Two on, one out. One ball, two strikes to McCoy. Blandino on deck. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it is a called strike three on the outside edge, and that's the second out here in the top of the seventh inning. Now Alex Blandino will be the hitter. Now the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Right here is looking for a clutch hit here. The 1-0 pitch is a slider for a strike. Count goes to 1-1. Rainiers have tied it up this inning. Brian O'Keefe's leadoff triple, setting the stage. One ball, one strike. Next pitch, outside and low, 2-1. Here comes the 2-1 now. And it is outside, ball three. 3-1. Well, a walk would load him up. The Red Ears have Kalnick on deck. I think that the Aces would not want that outcome. Here's the 3-1 pitch to Blandino, and it's a called strike with a fastball. Count goes full now, 3-2. So with two outs, the runners will be off with the pitch. Knapp from second and Wilson from first. They take their leads. And here comes the 3-2 pitch with the runners on the move, and it swung on and looped to the right side and caught by the second baseman, Kennedy. And that is the final out of the inning. The Red Ears tie it up, but do not take the lead. They get one run on two hits. There was an error, and two runners left on base. It's the seventh inning stretch here in Reno, and our score is Tacoma 1, Reno 1.
You want eight of the flutes and onyx?
Shira's hand-blown glassware blows right off her store's shelves.
Check the back for more indigo bowls.
She needs an inventory manager to help keep her stock on lock.
These are 100% porous. Look at those aren't. Hey, can someone check the temp on the kiln?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
One-one tie here in Reno. The Red Ears and Aces in the opening game of a six-game series that will continue tomorrow night at 6:35 p.m. with Game 2. And we'll have the broadcast for you right here. Nick Margavich is on the hill. He got the final out of the sixth. His pitch to Buddy Kennedy leading off the seventh misses for a ball. 1-0 the count. Tommy Malone started today and went 5 2/3, allowed one run. He was terrific. 1-0 pitch to Kennedy, fouled away. So one ball, one strike. Margavich now with his next pitch, and it's a swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch. Slider there. 1-2 the count on Kennedy. And this pitch is a breaking ball outside, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Margavich fires, and it's a fastball called strike three on the outside edge, and Kennedy goes down looking. And that's the first strikeout for Margavich, who has kind of sneaky velocity on that fastball. I think hitters get a late look at it. Here's Seth Beer. We have yet to make a beer joke about Seth Beer this season. Here's a breaking ball out. Oh, called a strike, going one. We did, we spent all of last year making beer jokes on these broadcasts when Seth Beer hit. I mean, I don't think we missed one. Here's one that misses for a ball inside, 1-1. And it's not that there aren't any more possible beer jokes, because there are. But I don't know. We may have overdid it last year. He swings and hits one in the air to left field. Shallow, coming in Marcus Wilson. He dives and can't come up with it. And he does pick it up quickly now and send it back in. So Beer is limited to a single. And Beer is aboard. That's hit number three for Reno. A one-out bloop single to left field. He did not hit that hard. He got it to fall in front of the diving Marcus Wilson, who just kind of trapped the ball. He didn't really trap it. He just kind of snuffed it to the outfield grass. So now the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 to Stone Garrett. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss at a fastball. Count goes to 0-2. O-2 pitch coming from Margavich. Swing and a miss, strike three. Three pitches, and Margavich just disposed of Stone Garrett. Two down at the bottom of the seventh inning of this tie game. And now Drew Ellis is the hitter. That might be it for Margavich. The Red Ears have a righty in the bullpen, and Dan Wilson's going to the mound here. And he is going to make the call to the bullpen and bring in the right-hander. So Margavich is done after one inning of work and two outs here in the bottom of the seventh inning. We've got a break for the pitching change, and we'll take 1-2 with the score, Tacoma 1, Reno 1.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Restore shine and protect your interior with Armor All cleaning and protectant wipes at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, buy two canisters of Armor All wipes and get one free. Plus, you'll earn double O rewards points. Clean, shine, and protect with Armor All wipes available at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the bottom of the seventh inning. 1-1 tie here in Reno. The Aces have a runner at first with two outs, and Drew Ellis coming to the plate. The Red Ears bring in Patrick Weigel from the bullpen to face Ellis and get a right versus right advantage. Weigel is appearing in his 18th game. He's 1-1 with a 2.86 ERA in 22 innings. And here's his pitch to Ellis, and it's a slider for a strike going one. Weigel, one of a handful of Rainier's relievers who's been on a good run lately. And for Weigel, it's gone on for a while. His last 11 games, as he throws one up and in now. In his last 11 games, he's allowed only two earned runs in 13 and a third innings. That's nearly a month's worth of work for the righty reliever. Now his 1-1 pitch is a fastball called a strike, 1-2, and he's ahead of Ellis. So 1-2, the count. And the pitch is a swing and a foul. Still 1-2. Weigel ready. The 1-2 pitch. Slider called. Strike three. A thing of beauty. And down goes Ellis. And the inning is over. Patrick Weigel with a strikeout. And that closes out the seventh inning. No runs on a hit. And one runner left. We go to the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 1, Reno 1.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System. And MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about Smarter Insurance at PropelInsurance.com.
We've got seven innings in the books here in Reno and a tie ball game on our hands. 1-1 between the Red Ears and the Reno Aces. And Reno brings in a new pitcher to work the top of the eighth inning, right-hander Luis Frias, who is freshly returned from a stint in the Major League bullpen of the Arizona Diamondbacks. And Frias is on in relief of Taylor Widener, who went one inning, allowed two hits and one run, no walks, and two strikeouts. Well, the Red Ears have the top of the order coming up, starting with Jared Kelnick, who is 0-for-3 with three strikeouts today. Right after it really seemed like he had cut down the strikeouts with just two in his previous 20 at-bats. Tonight he has struck out three times. All against lefties, though. Now he faces a righty in Luis Frias. And the pitch is a fastball up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the next pitch is in there for a strike. Now the 1-1 in there for a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch to Kelnick is swung on, hit in the air towards shallow right center, and giving chase is the second baseman, Kennedy. He can't get it. It drops in for a hit. Kelnick is racing to second. There's no one on the bag, and Kelnick is safe at second base. The fielder who picked up that ball threw it in the general direction of second, but there was no one covering the bag. It was good base running from Kelnick to see that second base was uncovered and to take it, because if, say, for example, the pitcher had been covering second base or the third baseman, I think it was his job, they would have had time to get him out, and Kelnick would have actually not gone to second. He would have stayed at first. So he is at second. He'll get credited with a bloop double. And now Forrest Wall bats with the go-ahead runner in scoring position, and he shows bunt, takes the pitch outside, snap throw to second, and back in safely is Kelnick with a shortstop, Hernandez, sneaking in behind him. Now here comes the next pitch. Wall again shows bunt, takes a strike this time, and it's 1-1. Wall is very fast, so he's thinking he might be able to lay one down here and beat it out for a hit, and worst case scenario, move the runner up. 1-1 the count. We are in a rare low-scoring game here in Reno. And Wall bunts at third base side. It's charged and fielded by Ellis. His throw to first goes down the right field line. Around third and scoring is Kelnick, and Wall ends up at second base, and the Red Ears take the lead 2-1. It worked out magnificently. Wall bunted it on the third base side. Drew Ellis appeared to be in charge of the situation. The charging third baseman picked it up, threw to first, looked pretty smooth, but his throw got past first baseman Seth Beer. Red Ears lead 2-1. And there's a runner at second with nobody out for Eric Mejia. I'll let you know how they score that one. And the pitch to Mejia is in there for a strike. An error will definitely be charged to the third baseman for the throw. The question is if it's going to be a two-base error or if they will give Wall a hit or not. Now the next pitch is a swing and a miss. And the count goes to 0-2. So the Rainiers with their first lead of the game, 2-1 here in the top of the eighth. And the next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Mejia. First out of the inning. No hit for Wall. They called it a two-base throwing error by Drew Ellis. So here's Brian O'Keefe, who's 2-for-3 with a single, a triple, and a run scored. Luis Frias is ready, and his pitch to O'Keefe is a fastball pumped in there at 98 on the gun. That is strike one. Frias can bring the cheese, as they say in some places. He's got a good heater. He's cooking with gas. 0-1 pitch is in there for a strike. 0-2 the count. So keeps behind it count here, 0-2. With the speedy Wall at second base, and the pitch is swung on, hit in the air to right. And this is lost in the lights by the right fielder, and it drops in for a hit, and Wall will score from second base, and O'Keefe is on, and the Red Ears lead it 3-1. Wow. Should have been a routine fly ball to right field. It is twilight time here in Reno, but the right fielder, Canzone, never saw it. And Forrest Wall realized it. Excellent base running. I was wondering why he wasn't tagging up. The reason why he wasn't tagging up was because he realized that the right fielder didn't see the ball. And so he went about halfway to third base and then just stayed there to be sure that that ball was going to fall in. But he had a good hunch that the right fielder never saw it. It'll go as an RBI single for O'Keefe. Unearned run to Frias because Wall had reached on an error. The Red Ears have had some fortunate things happen here in the eighth, and they have a 3-1 lead. Here's the pitch to Green, and it is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch coming up high for a ball. 2-0 the count. Now the 2-0 is a swing and a miss, and the count goes to 2-1. Now the 2-1 is coming, and it is a check swing, and he held up in time, ball three. 3-1 the count. Now the pitch is high, ball four. And Green will head down to first base. O'Keefe takes second, and the Red Ears continue here in the top of the eighth inning. Two on, one out for Andrew Knapp. Knapp singled in the tying run last inning. And the pitch is taken for a called strike, going one. Now the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Counts 0-2. Runners with their leads. O'Keefe at second and Green from first. And Frias now with the 0-2 pitch, and it is up high. Another 98-mile-per-hour fastball. One ball, two strikes. Now the next pitch is high for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Yeah, the 2-2. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a breaking ball that was down in the dirt. That's the second out here in the eighth. Now Marcus Wilson will bat with two on and two out. Now the pitch swung on, hit in the air towards left center field into the alleyway. Ranging over is the center fielder, Bishop, and Bishop makes the catch, and that's the final out of the inning. But the Raiders score twice in the top of the eighth inning, two runs on two hits. There was an error and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Tacoma 3, Reno 1.
Baseball's future is here on MILB-TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB-TV. Baseball's future is here.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores. Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Three to one is our score. Tacoma with the lead over the Reno Aces. As we go to the bottom of the eighth inning in a rare low-scoring game here in Reno. And the Red Ears turn over the pitching to the veteran left-hander Fernando Abad. Patrick Weigel faced just the one hitter, striking out Drew Ellis to end the seventh. So Abad will face Braden Bishop, Dominic Canzone, and Grayson Griner here in the bottom of the eighth. Bishop's homer in the fifth inning accounts for the only Reno run in this game. Hit an 0-2 pitch deep out of here to left field. pitch from Abad to the former Rainier, and Mariner is in there for a strike. Next pitch is down low for a ball. So one ball, one strike. And now the pitch is hit up the middle and through into center field. A base hit for Bishop to lead off the bottom of the eighth inning. And the Aces get the tying run to the plate right away in the form of Dominic Canzone. And you know, he would like some retribution after he lost that fly ball in the lights in the top of this inning in right field that allowed the Red Ears to score their third run. And he swings and lines one into center field, and that's going to be a base hit. Cutting it off is Kelnick. Bishop stops at second. Canzone singles to center. Back-to-back singles start the bottom of the eighth for Reno. Now Grayson Griner will be the batter. And he checks the signs of his third base coach, Mark Reed. Two on, no one out at the bottom of the eighth. Right here's lead 3-1. Abad with the pitch, and it is taken inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now, Abad, the 36-year-old southpaw, with a 1-0 pitch on its way, and it swung on and fouled off on the first base side. Zach Green over for a look, but it's out of play. One ball, one strike. Here comes the next pitch. And it swung on, bounced towards third, and it's off the glove of Mejia, and everyone's going to be safe. Oh, boy. He was thinking about turning a double play. His momentum was taking him towards the bag. All he had to do was glove it, touch the base with his foot, and throw to first. And the ball went off of his glove, and the bases are loaded. Griner reaches on a fielder's choice. Canzone advances to second, and Bishop is safe at third on the air by the third baseman. Bases loaded, no one out for Camden Duzenac. Rainiers have bullpen action just getting underway as Abad's pitch is low, ball one. Rainiers just took the lead with two runs at the top of this inning, but now the Aces are threatening in a major way with the bases loaded and no one out. Their number nine hitter at the plate, 1-0 pitch. Inside for a ball, 2-0. Now Abad is ready, and here comes his 2-0 pitch. And it swung on and hit in the air to right field, lining it up his wall. He's there, and he makes the catch. Tagging at third is Bishop. He's coming home. The throw to the plate is not in time. Bishop scores. It's Tacoma 3, Reno 2 on the sacrifice fly by Duzenac. The other runners did not advance. Canzone holding at second and Griner holding at first. So one out in the inning. Reno makes it a one-run game. Their lineup turns over and their leadoff man, Yanni Hernandez, is the batter. The Red Ears pitching coach, Alon Leishman, goes out to talk to Abad and perhaps also buy some time for the lefty in the Tacoma bullpen. And that's Danny Young, who is in the right ear's pen. So the whole infield gathers on the mound. Hernandez likes to try to bunt for hits from time to time, so the Red Deers need to be prepared for that possibility. Looks like they're going to line up at double play depth up the middle. Green at first is even with the bag. So is Mejia at third. Hernandez bats right-handed, and he hits a chopper right to Blandino, who fields it, touches second for one, throws to first in the dirt. It's scooped by Green to complete the double play. Nicely done by Zach Green at first base to dig that throw out of the dirt and end the double play. It goes 4-3. The ball was chopped right to Blandino, who was playing near the bag. And that's like the only way you could double up a guy as fast as Yanni Hernandez. Just one run scores for Reno in the bottom of the eighth inning on two hits. There was a Tacoma error and one runner left on base. We go to the ninth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Reno 2.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the ninth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Reno 2. And leading off of the ninth, Mason McCoy. He'll be followed by Alex Blandino and Jared Kelnick. Luis Frias begins a second inning of relief work for the Aces. The hard-throwing right-hander comes out with a fastball outside. Ball 1 to McCoy. Rainiers could really use insurance runs here in the top of the ninth. Frias now with a 1-0, and this is high. 2 balls, no strikes. We had a real pitcher's duel between the two Tommies who started this game, the lefties, Tommy Malone for the Red Ears, Tommy Henry for Reno. It was 1-0 after 6, so there's ball 3 up high to McCoy. Red Ears tied into the 7th once Reno went to the bullpen. Brian O'Keefe tripled and scored on an Andrew Knapp base hit through the drawn-in infield. Now the 3-0 pitch is in for a strike. And the Red Ears took the lead with 2 runs in the top of the 8th. Getting some lucky bounces. Kelnick's flare fell in for a double. He was able to stretch a single to a double because Reno didn't have anyone covering second base. As here's a pop-up into shallow center. And in comes the center fielder, Bishop, and he gets there and makes the catch. McCoy is retired. 1 out, and now Blandino will be the batter. Rainiers took the lead on a throwing error by third baseman Drew Ellis after he fielded Forrest Wall's bunt. And then the Rainiers scored another run when Brian O'Keefe hit what normally is a routine flyout to right field, except the ball was lost in the lights, and it fell in for a hit. So the Red Ears were up 3-1. It's now the pitch to Blandino's, a swing and a miss. But Reno just took advantage of a Rainiers error in the infield to score a run in the bottom of the eighth and make it a one-run game, 3-2. And now we're in the ninth. 0-1 pitch is in there for a strike. 0-2 the count. Danny Young still throwing in the Red Ears pen. Looks like he's going to get the bottom of the ninth. 0-2 pitch is looped out into shallow left center field, and racing in and making the grab is Duzenac. He covered a lot of ground, and Blandino is the second out in the top of the ninth inning. So two outs, and Jared Kelnick will bat. Kelnick's 1-for-4 with the bloop double that started the rally last inning. Scored the go-ahead run. Left-hand hitter. And the pitch is a swing and a miss and an off-speed delivery. There's strike one. In the bottom of the ninth, Reno has its 2, 3, and 4 hitters coming up. Kennedy, Beer, and Garrett with Drew Ellis due up fourth. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a foul tip at the plate. Strike two. So 0-2 the count to Kelnick. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, and it's fouled out of play. Still no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is up high for a ball. 1-2. Now the 1-2 is fouled away. Kelnick getting a piece of a 97-mile-per-hour fastball. A lot of these teams the Rainiers have been facing this season have relievers who have the type of stuff that you'll see in the big leagues, and Freya certainly one of them. So the 1-2 pitch is inside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Kelnick requests time. And now in a discussion with the umpire to make sure that he is permitted time here. 2-2 the count. Here comes the next pitch from Frias, and it is a check swing on a pitch down, and he went around, says the third base umpire on the appeal, and Kelnick has struck out for his fourth time today. That wraps up the top of the ninth. No insurance runs for the Red Ears. They're going to have to try to protect a one-run lead at the bottom of the ninth inning at Reno. We head to the bottom of the ninth with the score, Tacoma 3, Reno 2.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning here in Reno. The Raiders leading the Aces by a score of 3-2. And the Raiders are going to hand this save situation off to left-hander Danny Young. And Young will face Buddy Kennedy, Seth Beer, and Stone Garrett. But Dan Wilson's already got Wyatt Mills up in the bullpen behind Young in case he needs to go to a right-hander. Buddy Kennedy is 1-for-3 in this game with a single. He's a right-hand hitter. Beer, a left-hand hitter, is on deck. The pitch from Young is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch coming. And this one is a check swing. Did he go? Yes, says the first base umpire. 1-1 the count. Danny Young in his 12th appearance. No record, a 6.10 ERA, but he has 8 consecutive scoreless outings from the Tacoma bullpen. The 1-1 pitch is down low for a ball. All the runs he's allowed in AAA this year came at the very beginning of April. Been in the big leagues for a stint with Seattle, his first ever major league call-up. Here's his 2-1 pitch to Kennedy, and it is swung on, hit in the air to left. Marcus Wilson lining it up, and he makes the catch, and one man is out at the bottom of the ninth inning. Kennedy flies out to left field, and Young gets that all-important leadoff hitter out. Now Seth Beer is the batter. Power hitter, 1-for-3 in this game. I think, though, this is why they brought in the lefty, though, is to have the platoon advantage on Beer. Young is set, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike one, first pitch slider. 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch from Young is on its way, and it is outside for a ball, 2-1. Now the 1-1. And the pitch is a slider down and in, 2-1. 3-2 Tacoma, one out, bottom of the ninth inning, no one on base. Right, Raiders have to run the gamut of Aces heavy hitters here in the ninth. The 2-1 is a swing and a miss. We've got Beer up now. Stone Garrett, big powered bat on deck. Ellis after him. Two balls, two strikes to Beer. The pitch is a swing and a foul at the plate. Still 2-2. Young gets a new baseball from the plate umpire. Outfield plays straight away and deep. Infield not shifted, but deep all the way around. The 2-2 to Beer. Swing and a miss, strike three. Young got him with a fastball down. And that is the second out here at the bottom of the ninth inning. And now Stone Garrett is the batter. And with two outs in the ninth, Garrett represents the tying run. He's second in the league with 13 home runs this season. It's been quiet tonight, 0-for-3 with two strikeouts. Young is ready, and the lefty's pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. First pitch fastball there from Danny Young. Now the next one. Young is set. And the 0-1 pitch is fouled back. Another fastball. And Garrett fouled it straight back, so it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two outs in the ninth. Right here is a strike away from victory. Now Young's ready. Here we go, the 0-2 pitch on its way to Stone Garrett, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. That's the ball game. The Tacoma Raiders hold Reno to just two runs tonight, and they win this ball game 3-2. The final score in Dan Wilson's managerial debut at the AAA level, and the Raiders have won the first game of the series here at Reno. And in kind of an unbelievable stat, the Raiders have won the first game of the road trip five times this year. All five times this year that they have played a road series, they have won the opening game. And they do it again here in Reno. 3-2, the final score today. Really good relief work. Well, good pitching all the way around. But in crunch time, the Raiders bullpen got the job done. And Danny Young nails down this save here, retiring the side in order in the ninth. Raiders win it 3-2. We'll recap the game and look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard at the Tacoma Raiders post-game show coming up next.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Rainiers win. They take down Reno 3-2 in the opening game of this six-game series here in Reno, and the opening game of a nine-game road trip as well. Just a tremendous pitcher's duel, the type of game you very rarely see here in this ballpark, which is one of the highest scoring environments in professional baseball. But not today. The wind was blowing in from right field, which helped, but the pitching was just terrific on both sides. Tommy Henry for Reno and Tommy Malone for the Rainiers locked horns in this one. A couple of lefties, one young, one a real veteran, going head-to-head. And for the first four and a half innings, we went to the bottom of the fifth. Each team had just one hit, and it was 0-0. And with two outs at the bottom of the fifth inning, Malone working on a one-hitter, had faced the minimum number of batters and got ahead of Braden Bishop 0-2. And then Bishop launched the 0-2 pitch over the left field fence. For the first run of the game, Reno was up 1-0. Malone ended up going 5 2/3 innings, allowing two hits and that one run. He was just fantastic. Tommy Henry for Reno was better. He went six shutout innings of one-hit ball, striking out a career-high 11. And he's a pitcher who has problems with walks. Not today. He walked just one batter. He had great command of all his pitches. And he came out after six scoreless innings because his pitch count was at 86. And he's a younger guy, and they're keeping an eye on that. So they go to the seventh inning. Rainiers were down 1-0, and Reno brought in Taylor Widener from the pen, and Brian O'Keefe greeted him with a triple to the gap in right center field. And with the infield in, with one out, Andrew Knapp pulled a grounder through the right side to drive in O'Keefe and tie this game up and make it 1-1, the Knapp singling in the tying run. Rainiers did not score any more that inning. In the bottom of the seventh inning, Margavichus and Weigel combined to get the three outs there to keep it 1-1. In the top of the eighth, Reno brought in Luis Frias. Jared Kelnick hit a flare into shallow right center, and it fell in. Was going to be a single, but Kelnick, with some very alert base running, realized that the Aces had nobody around second base to cover the bag on a throw. So he took second base and stretched it into a double. And then a big play in the game was next. Forrest Wall, speedster, laying down a bunt in the tie game in the eighth inning. It was he got it down on the third base side. Drew Ellis, the third baseman, charged it, picked it up, threw it past the first baseman and down the right field line. Celtics scored the go-ahead run. Forrest Wall ended up at second base, and there was still no one out in the inning. The Rainiers led 2-1. Then with one out, Brian O'Keefe hit a fly ball to right field that normally would be a routine fly out, except this one was lost in either the lights or the twilight sky. I don't know which, but regardless, Dominic Canzone, the right fielder, never saw it. It fell in for a hit. Forrest Wall scored from second base, and the Rainiers were ahead 3-1. That run proved to be important because in the bottom of the eighth inning, the Rainiers brought in Fernando Abad. And Bishop and Canzone had back-to-back singles to start the inning. Then Grayson Griner hit an apparent double play ball to third. Mejia was going to field it right next to the base. He was going to touch third and then throw across the diamond to first to try to turn two. The ball went off his glove for an error, and they got no outs. And the bases were loaded, and still no one out in the inning. But Abad was able to survive. He got Duzenac to fly out to right. It was a sack fly. Bishop scored. That made it 3-2. But then Abad got Yanni Hernandez to bounce into an inning-ending double play, and the Rainiers' lead was intact. They turned it over to Danny Young in the bottom of the ninth, and he had no problems at all. Three up, three down with two strikeouts, striking out the dangerous Stone Garrett to win it, and the Rainiers defeat Reno 3-2. The final score. Final totals for Tacoma, 3 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. They left 7 on base. Reno scores 2 runs on 5 hits, makes 2 errors, leaves 2 on base. Winning pitcher is Weigel. He's 2-1. The save goes to Danny Young, his second, and taking the loss was Frias. He is 0-1. Time of the ball game, 2 hours, 21 minutes. The attendance, 2,844. With the win, the Red Ears are now 17-31 on the year, and Reno falls to 26-23. These two teams meet again tomorrow in Game 2 of this series at 6:35 p.m. as Darren McCackett starts for Tacoma against Dre Jameson of Reno. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 6:25. Red Ears win it 3-2. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Right here's win. They beat Reno 3-2. Time for our Major League Baseball scoreboard. Good news at the top, too. Mariners beat the Orioles 10-0 to start a 9-game road trip as Seattle got 6 scoreless innings from George Kirby, who earned his first Major League win. Taylor Trammell had 3 hits, including 2 doubles. He drove in 4 runs. Cal Raleigh had 3 runs batted in. Ty France, a couple of hits and a ribby. Mariners beat the Orioles 10-0 to start the road trip. Other finals in the American League today, Twins and Tigers in a doubleheader in Detroit. They split it. Twins won the first game 8-2 as Max Kepler had 3 hits and 3 runs batted in to lead their attack. But then the Tigers earned the split by winning the second game 4-0. Jonathan Scope homered and drove in all 4 runs, and the Tigers had a combined 3-hit shutout. Cleveland blasted the Royals today 8-3 in Cleveland as Austin Hedges hit a 3-run homer, his 4th of the year, to help support his pitcher, Cal Quantrill, who got the win. Yankees defeat the Angels 9-1. Noah Syndergaard returning to New York, starting for the Angels, and allowed 4 runs in the first inning, and the Yankees win in a romp. They're 20 games over 500 with the Major League's best record. Blue Jays defeat the White Sox 6-5 for their 6th consecutive win. Toronto's rolling right now. Alejandro Kirk hit a pair of 2-run homers, giving him 3 home runs on the season. And Texas shut out Tampa Bay 3-0. This Martin Perez thing is getting serious. The veteran lefty with 7 more scoreless innings today, and he leads the major leagues with a 1.42 ERA. One AL game in progress. Astros and Athletics in Oakland tied 1-1 in the bottom of the 7th. The lone interleague game today, the Cincinnati Reds won a pitcher's duel at Fenway. They beat the Red Sox 2-1. Luis Castillo tossed 6 scoreless innings of 1-hit ball, struck out 10, and picked up his 2nd win of the year. In the National League, there was a real marathon in Philadelphia. Just recently came to its end. The Giants beat the Phillies 7-4 in 11 innings. Jock Peterson's 2-run homer in the top of the 11th inning proved to be the crucial blast, and the Giants move 6 games over 500 with that result. The New York Mets shut out the Washington Nationals 10-0. They had 17 hits, 4 of them from Mark Canha, and the Mets have won 5 straight games. They're 34-17. Cardinals beat the Padres in 10 innings in St. Louis 3-2. Albert Pujols with the sac fly to drive in the winning run in the bottom of the 10th. And the Cubs outlast the Brewers 8-7 at Wrigley, getting homers from Patrick Wisdom, Wilson Contreras, and P.J. Higgins. Marlins and Rockies got rained out today at Colorado. They're going to play 2 tomorrow. And then a couple of National League games are still going. The Braves lead the Diamondbacks 6-4 at the top of the eighth inning in Arizona. And the Pirates have a 4-2 lead at Dodger Stadium in the bottom of the sixth inning. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Reno, the Red Ears win 3-2. We'll be back with more right after this.
Progressive knows that most people don't get to experience making a game-winning touchdown or a walk-off home run. So we're going to talk to you like you did something great so you can bask in the glory.
Oh, man, I was there. That time that you bundled your home, auto, motorcycle, and other vehicles with Progressive? That was awesome. People were freaking out. I bet you get this all the time, but can I get an autograph?
If you can't bask in sports glory, at least you can bask in the glory of saving money when you bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why VECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Red Ears win. They beat Reno 3-2, the final score tonight in the opening game of this series. It is an amazing stat that the Red Ears have played five away series, and they have won the first game of all of them, including this one. Right here's that great pitching from Tommy Malone, Nick Markaviches, Patrick Weigel, Fernando Abad, and Danny Young. They held the aces to five hits. They got crucial outs down the stretch. Malone set the stage, of course. And kudos to the Right Ears hitters for weathering the storm. They outlasted Tommy Henry. Waited for him. He was having the game of his life, a career-high 11 strikeouts, 6 one-hit innings, normally wild. Today he had pinpoint control. And once he was done, the Rainiers then got the job done against the bullpen of the Reno Aces, scoring all three of their runs in the final three innings against the Reno relievers to win the game. So Tacoma wins it 3-2, the final here in Reno. Other scores from the PCL today, Sugarland opened up a series at home against Albuquerque by hanging 10 runs on the board and beating the Isotopes 10-3. Oklahoma City pitched a shutout at Round Rock 8-0. Sacramento has a 7-2 lead over Las Vegas in the bottom of the seventh inning in Vegas. Well, the Red Ears will be back at it here tomorrow night at 6:35. Darren McCacken starts for Tacoma against the hard-throwing Dre Jameson of Reno. Will be on the air at 6:25 p.m. Rainier's going to try to make it back-to-back W's here in Reno, a place where they have won 9 of their last 11 games going back to last season. That'll do it for tonight's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Greater Nevada Field. Once again, our final score today, Tacoma 3, Reno 2. Have a great night.